The Kalamazoo Civic opened in 1929, but its first musical was not performed until 1934, when Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance was staged. Hal Hobson, the musical director for this weekend's concert, says Harper Mabey was featured in that production. Mabey's name is now on the music library at Western Michigan University. Hobson says the Civic's history is filled with familiar names.
Names keep coming back that carvers and strikers, Dorothy Delano, Helen Burdick, Howard Chenery, people that really contributed monetarily, but then also a great deal in the arts community, in music and in the performing arts and theater.
Hobson says in many ways the Civic is the Upjohn family's gift to the city. They donated the land and the money needed to construct the building. Hobson says the concert on Sunday will feature music throughout the history of the Civic and from shows that are part of the upcoming season, including Annie Get Your Gun.
I was really trying to strike a balance. I didn't want it to all be songs that everybody's heard a million times, but on the other hand, we want to touch base on the familiar, like No Business Like Show Business.
There's no business like show business. There's no business like show
Hobson led some of the singers in rehearsal earlier this week. The Civic's managing director, Kristen Chesick, says many numbers will be recognizable, even to people who haven't seen the shows they come from.
There are ones that stay with us. The music is written in such a way that you do leave the theater singing the song. So I think that even if you don't know the musicals, you certainly will know the music.
Chesick says the Civic's strength is community involvement. She says people have the opportunity to volunteer, in her words, on both sides of the curtain. Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo Executive Director Neil Bremer says that's part of what makes the Civic's run of 85 years and counting so remarkable.
This is something that is special, and special in a very unique way for the Civic, because we're not expected to buy a ticket and sit in a seat and watch professionals do something. We buy a ticket and sit in a seat and watch our friends and neighbors do something when you go to the Civic. That's terrific. And there are always surprises.
Bremer says the Civic has become an anchor for the arts community in Kalamazoo. The concert to celebrate the Kalamazoo Civic Theater's 85th year will be Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock in Bronson Park. It's part of the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo's Concerts in the Park series. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.